Alain Delon, the eternal icon of French cinema, passed away at the age of 88, leaving behind an unforgettable filmography and a globally recognized cinematic legacy. Alain Delon, a legendary figure in French cinema, passed away this Sunday at the age of 88, marking the end of an era for the seventh art. His death was met with profound sadness by cinephiles around the world. Thierry Frémaux, general delegate of the Cannes Film Festival, expressed this shared sentiment, stating, "Alain Delon leaves behind a brilliant filmography and an indelible mark." Alain Delon embodied French cinema at its peak, during the post-war boom years known as Les Trente Glorieuses, where glamour and artistic excellence went hand in hand. It is with the same sadness felt by cinephiles worldwide that we learned of Alain Delon's passing. He embodied French cinema beyond borders. He was the image of triumphant post-war France. He was one of those rare personalities who spoke to both the general public and specialists alike, working in both commercial and auteur cinema, added Thierry Frémaux. Thierry Frémaux emphasized Alain Delon's humility and deep respect for the masters of cinema. He spoke magnificently about the filmmakers who made him a star: Visconti, Clement, Duret, Melville, Vernuil, Cavalier, and others. He was incredibly respectful of his directors and attentive to his co-stars. Thierry Frémaux also reminded us that if we are sad today for the man and for his children, Alain Delon, the artist, will remain. He leaves behind a brilliant filmography and an indelible mark. In 2019, Alain Delon was honored with an honorary Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, one of his last public appearances. "We hold an extraordinary memory of that tribute, of his emotion, which he conveyed to the entire audience, of his moving words, and of that farewell he gave to cinema. It was a unique and privileged moment, the celebration of one of the greatest film stars in history," recalled Thierry Frémaux. The French Academy of Cinema Arts and Techniques, which organizes the César Awards each year, also paid tribute to the actor, emphasizing that he had become an eternal icon of the seventh art and the embodiment of French cinema internationally. The Academy also noted that many of his films, directed by the greatest auteurs, have become classics. They highlighted his unforgettable roles in Plein Soleil by René Clément, The Leopard and Rocco and His Brothers by Luchino Visconti, Le Samurai, and Un Flic as essential works of cinema. Despite his remarkable career, Alain Delon was only awarded a César once, in 1985, for his role in Notre Histoire by Bertrand Blier. He also presided over the César ceremony twice, in 1995 and 2000. Alberto Barbera, director of the Venice Film Festival, described Delon as having ascended to the Olympus of Immortals. Alain Delon succeeded where most of his peers failed, being considered the most handsome man in the world while also being an extraordinary actor. "If he leaves his mortal body today, it is to ascend to the Olympus of Immortals, where we will remember him forever," he said. Barbera also praised Delon as an icon of French cinema who owes part of his global success to films shot in Italy: Rocco and His Brothers, The Leopard, The Teacher, a popular star who left an indelible mark on the works of the greatest European auteurs, from Luchino Visconti to Michelangelo Antonioni, Joseph Losey, Jean-Luc Godard, Jean-Pierre Melville, Valerio Zerlini, René Clément. Chiara Sparigia, president of the legendary Cinecittà Studios in Rome, recalled Delon as a timeless talent of world cinema, paying homage to his tireless passion and masterful performances in masterpieces such as Rocco and His Brothers and The Leopard by Luchino Visconti, which made him an essential figure in Italian cinema. In Italy, where Delon spent a significant part of his career during the 1950s and 1960s, his death made headlines across major newspapers. "There will never be another actor like Delon, unique and immortal," lamented Il Corriere della Sera, while La Stampa and La Repubblica bid farewell to the myth of French cinema. Italian actress Claudia Cardinale, Delon's co-star in The Leopard, reacted to his passing by declaring, "The ball is over. Tancredi has gone to dance with the stars." Referencing the character of Tancredi that Alain Delon played in this cult film directed by Luchino Visconti, 1963, Claudia Cardinale added, "I'm asked to put it into words, but the sadness is far too intense. I join in the grief of his children, his loved ones, his fans. She signed her message with "Per Semper Tua, yours forever, Angelica," using the name of her own character in the film, which won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Festival. After being honored in Cannes in May 2019, Alain Delon had addressed his fans one last time in a poignant message, with a testamentary tone, delivered exclusively to AFP. "The day after this honorary Palme d'Or, I feel the need to thank all those who have shown me affection and sympathy in one way or another, and even more. As my journey nears its end, I want to say it, I have experienced so many passions, so much love, so much success and failure, so many controversies, so many scandals, so many memories, so many missed appointments and unexpected encounters, so many highs and lows, that when the honors are no more than distant and vain memories, there will be only one thing that shines through its constancy and longevity, you, you alone. To you who made me who I am, and who will make me what I will be, I had to say it. I say thank you, thank you, thank you." With AFP.